I reckon he's got a spring in his step, Laurie, because he's been up and about Castelvecchio getting a run in the Cox Plate, and his dreams came true yesterday. Good morning, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
How, mate, you must have been rapt to hear Andrew Bensley read out that final field and hear that your bloke's in Castelvecchio.
Yeah, it's good to get him in the field, isn't it? Look, you know, we threw him out as a bit of a futures play a couple of weeks ago at around that $50. I think he's into about $8 now. That's getting short enough. I think he'll probably start about 12 to 15 to 1.
Yep.
But look, he's a chance in an open race. I definitely think he deserves his spot. I mean, take away the fact that I've had a bet on him or anything like that. You know, I know there was a lot of discussion yesterday about who should have been left out. I think it probably would have come down to a decision between Tiako Shark and Humidor. And personally, I actually, as I said on the show yesterday, if it was up to me, I would have picked Castelvecchio and Tiako Shark. I think they're the two the in-form horses coming into it. Where Humidor, I know he's finished second in the race and third in the race the past couple of years, but I thought his lead-up form was just fair. I know his last run was solid enough, but look, Harlan still beat him home there. And you know, I think he deserves to be in the field as well, Humidor, in front of a couple of others. But unfortunately, when the club made those qualifying races, it put him in a tricky spot, and they were probably never going to backtrack on those. So it meant that one had to miss out. And considering those circumstances, I think that was the right call.
I know there's been a lot of talk about a lot of these horses in the Cox Plate field, but one that I'm interested in, Brad, is Mystic Journey, because, you know, before, you know, about a month ago, she was, yeah, you know, going to be one of the leading sort of horses for the Cox Plate. But she, to me, looks as though she's the forgotten horse.
Yeah, probably the forgotten horse. Her last couple of runs have been solid enough. I must admit, when she came out first up and won, everyone was jumping up and down saying, oh, you know, Cox Plate over, basically. I had a look at the figures and there wasn't anything from that day that really excited me much at all. And then obviously she was beaten by Gatting and then came out and hit the line pretty well the other day. So look, I think she's going well enough, no doubt about that, in an open race. But at the same time, I'm not getting carried away. I think she's ticking over well. I think she's a chance in an open race, and I think probably at around her right price. So I did see the change of tactics already come through that she's going to be ridden closer to the speed, which I think is a big positive as well. But look, you know, everyone's saying, aren't they, that if this Japanese horse turns up, it's game over. Comes over with a very, very good rating, some great form over in Japan, and of course we saw what Murder Glass did in the Caulfield Cup. So, yeah, I mean, I think that horse is probably clearly the one to beat if it turns up, simple as that. And then from there, I think it's a very open race. I think Journey's a chance, but I wouldn't be, I think she's going okay without sort of getting really, really excited about.
All right. Geelong Cup today. We had Brad Taylor on before from Freedman Racing, and we gave a good push to Steel Prince. He said that the barrier mishap issue, all sweet. And he did also say, he threw something out. He said, obviously, if it was to win today, it would get the penalty. But he did say that Ollie was keen to stick with this horse. So obviously, that's a big tip in itself, that Damien, who would have a chance to ride a number of horses in the Cup, would be quite keen on this horse to win it.
Yeah, it's a big positive, isn't it? The fact that he wants to stick with it as well, for a jockey of his calibre to say that already and pretty much lock that in. It's a very, very interesting race. There's lots of chances right across the page, isn't there, really? I mean, Supernova, $6, Trucel, $5, Prince of Aaron, the favourite there at $3.10, Steel Prince, you spoke about at $4.80, and then even a horse like Nerf Bosk, who, you know, I must admit I haven't had a good look at this Geelong Cup. I haven't had a chance to be focusing on Warwick Farm. But, you know, I want to tip it as the best value in that St. Ledger, which would have been an easy race, of course, on Saturday when they decided to scratch it and try to get in the Caulfield Cup. He just had no luck at all last time out, this horse. And his run prior to that was as good as Gaelic Chieftain for mine in Melbourne. So he might be one at odds who can run a cheeky race. But, Prince of Aaron, I mean, going really well. Probably a bit stiff not to be in the Melbourne Cup already, to be fair, considering his resume in the last year or so.
What about the Bondi Stakes, which is run this Saturday? Just Thinking, backed into favouritism.
Yeah, 6 into 380 there. Gee,
it's
been a decent go. Back to the mile. I guess it should roll to the front. And punters thinking it's going to be very hard. Yet you're not a fan, Dave?
I just can't believe it's that short now, like 380. I thought that Batiga, even Kubrick on the backup. Like, yeah. I mean, I know that Caulfield Guineas run wasn't flash, but those two sprinted away in that Guineas. It's sort of maybe a little bit of a forgotten horse.
Yeah, the other one that interests me, I'm not sure whether they're going to this race. It seems a bit of an unusual setup for him, but I think this Succession for Chris Waller is absolutely flying.
Yeah.
Two runs at 11 and 1200 have been, you know, close to runs of the race for mine. It's just 1200 now to 1600. It'd be a bit of a query, and he probably hasn't really proven himself at a mile. But yeah, I'm not sure whether they'll go there. But he's a horse that's absolutely flying at this.
Very quickly, mate, because we've got to get to the news. What are we backing today?
Race 3, number 6, Statuesque, I thought was the best there at Warwick Farm. Should lead and should be very hard to get past. Love the trials coming in.
Beautiful, mate. Talk to you tomorrow.
Cheers, guys.